absolutely. I mean, when he mentioned it to me, and, you know, because mine was similar to his there when my initial call came out, KF8BXS or something like that it was, and it was kind of like, it sounds too much like his, and he came up with the idea and the suggestion. Plus, he helped me hook up with the people to help me do it. I had to pay a little extra fee to do it, but yeah, he was I got him nicknamed the genius for coming up with that, that's for sure. But and that's another thing too. I'm so appreciative of all the help that I've received from people, like I said, Professor Don, Sean, Dave, you, everybody, Greg. I mean, I've been getting all these plugs. Phil, one of Sean's friends, and everybody. I had so much support and backing that when I finally got the time in June to take and dedicate 2 solid months to taking, you know, the practice exams, I used ham radio prep, and I walked in there, and I can't boast because the guy there told me, he says, if you miss 3 or less, you can't boast about it. Well, I missed less than 3, and I passed. But the fact of the matter is, ham radio prep, I'm going to use it when I start looking into the general. I don't know if I'll go general. And I mean, I'm interested in getting the license for it, but I don't know if I have the capability of doing it.